Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hour number two. Hour number three.
Did he just cut us off?
He must have.
He just cut me off because I was coming in and just trying to chime in with you.
Attaboy, Angel. Attaboy.
Dude, screw you on the cake. You're getting nothing.
Welcome into the Aloe Communications Studios. This is the segment I've been looking forward to today because obviously the big story today is the weather. And, well, we've got in the Aloe Communications Studios with us Cody Wilson with Denver Front Range Weather. I think Mysterio already chimed up what you're going to say by just texting in, this weather sucks. I mean, I think that's about it right now. We obviously need the moisture, but Cody, welcome in first and foremost.
It's great to see you guys. Habajiba.
Hey, it is great to see you, Cody, and thank you so much for coming in this morning. We obviously love to talk to you anytime, but this is the first time you've been in as we've kicked off the new Good Morning NoCo
show.
So wonderful to see you, man.
For Friday, it's great to see you, and I'm so jealous of your trip to D.C. That looked like that looked wonderful.
God is good.
All the
God
time.
God is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cody, this weather, we saw the change last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was starting to become a little skeptical. It was about 5:30. It was beautiful out still. And then here came that wind. It was like a 20-degree drop or something like that?
I was standing out in my yard, and I can literally mark down to the second when the cold front hit. It was 6:38 p.m. It's 86 degrees in my front yard, and it was, I kid you not, it was like I opened up a refrigerator. The cold front just hit me in the face, and it dropped 20 degrees, literally just like that.
No kidding.
Yep. It was bonkers.
It was. And like I was telling Brian earlier, I was out on the golf course when this had happened, and we felt it, and the wind was howling so bad, you'd hit a golf shot into it, and it was like a boomerang, and we'll come back. I've never seen a golf ball do that before, but that kind of kicked all this off.
It did, and I woke up, and I was so excited this morning because I just realized for the first time in 2 months, I'm going to get to talk about more than fire weather.
Doug, what a strong point, and we're really hoping that this makes it so we don't have to talk about it for at least a few days.
Exactly right. So today we're going to kick off the insanity. It was 41 degrees here in Greeley when I was driving into the station. We're not going to budge much from that today.
Really?
In fact, we're going to drop throughout the day. When it comes to snow, it snows here in May. That's not something that's completely uncommon. I've seen it here in Greeley maybe a couple of times in 15 years. You have to go into Denver, the Palmer Divide, and up into the mountains to see a lot of the snow that's going to fall over the next 2 days.
So it's mostly going to be rain is the precipitation we're going to get here. What are the amounts that we're going to be looking
for? Good question. So we're actually going to see some snow here in Greeley.
Is it going to be that thick,
heavy wet,
got a
heart
lot of
attack snow, I like to call it. Yeah, because the snowfall ratios are so low. It's just been so warm lately. But the main points I want to get across is there's high uncertainty with snowfall totals. One, because the ground is so warm. Mm. Two, we're so late in the season, we're dealing with high sun angle.
Mm.
And three, a difference of 2 to 3 degrees means the difference between maybe a trace to a couple of inches here in Greeley and 4 to 8 inches. So we need to watch what the temperature trend's going to do. And right now I'm forecasting up to 3 inches. If we get more than that, I'll be shocked. That's what she said. Most of the snow is going to fall along the Palmer Divide and into the foothills and along the Continental Divide. So just stay tuned. I'll keep you updated. It's a very complex storm, a lot of moving parts, but we have some much needed precip on the way.
So you're talking about statewide. Like I was seeing, there were fires down by the Great Sand Dunes National Park.
Yes.
Is this going to, they're going to get a supply of moisture down in that area as well?
Yes. There's not going to be as much west of the Continental Divide. There's a fire in Pagosa Springs right now that's got evacuations going. They evacuated the Great Sand Dunes Park for this fire, which I believe is 90% contained as of this morning. We're going to cool down statewide. We're going to get some much-needed precip for everybody, but the majority of it is going to fall along and east of the Continental Divide.
Well, and you were talking about the different levels of precip that we could have.
Yeah.
Just looking around at various different sites on it, they've got such a wide range because this storm is going to be really unpredictable.
Yes, yes. Unpredictable in the sense that the temperatures are going to be the big difference down here along the Front Range. Our highest confidence with snow is about 7,000 feet. In the foothills and along the Continental Divide, we're up to 3, and this is no exaggeration, 3 feet could fall. Long's Peak, Estes Park, Evergreen, Conifer, yeah, it's going to cripple our friends in the foothills and along the Continental Divide.
You know, with the weather that we have been having, the warmth of it, mm-hmm. you know, we get a snow, and like you were talking about, the ground is so warm
yep.
that, you know, that's going to get that moisture soaking in right
yep.
there. But then right afterwards, this stuff disappears so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
In those places where they're going to get that kind of snowfall, mm-hmm. that's going to sit for a while, though,
yep.
and give some good moisture.
Yes, absolutely. And what people are like, you know, the soil is so warm down here, wouldn't you have the same problem up there? And it's a great question, but no. One, because it's higher elevation. Two, there's already existing ice and snow in portions of the foothills and along the Continental Divide. So that insulates the ground from solar radiation, so the ground is not as warm up there as it is down here. So the snow is going to be able to accumulate a lot faster up there versus down here.
Yeah, talking with Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range Weather about this. And obviously, the big thing we've been talking about as well is the freeze, the imminent freeze
yes.
that we could be getting.
Yep.
When you talk about that, a lot of farmers, the corn's already starting to pop up.
Yep.
They're looking
yep.
at that. What are the chances that we do see a freeze that is going to be strong enough to damage those crops?
It's likely.
Is it really?
Yeah,
tonight into tomorrow?
We are under a freeze warning until 9 a.m. Saturday morning. The temperature specifically here in Weld County could drop as low as 26 degrees. That is a hard freeze. Hard freeze is considered 28 degrees or lower. It could go even lower than that, especially if you're in the wind-sheltered portions of the South Platte River going into Morgan County. It's going to be disastrous, guys, and that's why I've been blasting the horn about this for so many days. Just to give people the time to prepare and make contingencies and do as much as they can before the storm hits.
What's the cloud cover looking like? Because I know with less clouds, it's going to be more intense cold. Would that be correct?
It depends on the situation, Brian. Again,
yeah.
That's another good question. So the cold we're going to see Saturday morning, that's going to be it's going to be a damp cold. It's not going to be the frost you would normally see on a clear, cold day due to what we call radiational cooling, but it is going to be enough to turn water droplets into icicles.
Oh, and that's what's going to damage those
plants.
And that's
what's going to damage the plants
up.
And the crops.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's devastating. And like we said, I mean, I don't mean to be, you know, that guy with the doomsday effect, but you talk about the prices of things being
reality.
Yeah, the
mm-hmm.
prices of things right now, the
yep.
way they are, wait
yep.
until Weld County gets hit with this
yep.
and
oh,
the corn.
It's
not a whole
sad.
Lot you can do.
No,
I mean,
there isn't.
You know, you can cover your plants in your garden. You can't cover 200 acres of corn that you got planted coming
and wheat.
Up. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of wheat out there, too.
I would think that the winter wheat should still be okay, hopefully. And that's
yeah.
really where, if you've been seeing the price of that go up, wheat has been really strong lately. But this is going to be just bizarre how this is
yeah.
all going to unfold.
Yeah.
We've also spent a lot of time talking about the wind. And you said it's going to be here until about June. Is this the type of weather event that will push that cyclical wind out where we will, at least when this is all over, be done with the wind?
It's going to wane. This isn't going to be the event that stops it entirely because we're not done with the precipitation after this storm, guys. It's going to continue into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and at least Wednesday of next week. So we're not done with the rain yet. We're not done with the thunderstorms. We're going to make an appreciable dent
Good.
In the drought over the next few days.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
The only thing about this that is negative is that freeze.
Yep.
That's it. And is
yep.
this going to be the kind of snow, Cody? Will enough of it accumulate that this is the kind of stuff that downs power lines
yes.
and affects those trees
yes.
that are already up?
There's a new experimental product that the National Weather Service and the WPC puts out that
Pam.
Exactly.
Yes.
She's a great gal.
Yeah.
I'll introduce you. It's an experimental product that outlines winter storm severity. It's a winter storm severity index. And this morning when I was looking at that experimental product, the impacts in the foothills and along the Continental Divide are extreme. And that's the highest on the scale it goes. So if you're above 6,000 feet, Castle Rock, Castle Pines, Sedalia, going into the foothills, Conifer, Evergreen, Estes Park, Winter Park, that Highway 40 corridor between Berthoud Pass and, say, about Fraser and Kremling, you're going to see downed trees, power lines, power outages. Some of them could be prolonged power outages, like for 2 or 3 days. And the travel could be difficult, if not impossible. So when I say that this storm is going to cripple some of our towns on the Palmer Divide and in the foothills, that's not an exaggeration. That is reality.
Is this going to spread out east very far? Will this affect, you know, is DIA going to have to look at, if you were flying or mm-hmm. anything like that, is it going to hit that far out yeah. there that they're going to be affected
it'll
by
be
this
enough
as well,
of it,
possible?
It'll be enough of an impact that you need to pay attention to what the airlines are saying. I haven't checked DIA's website for any delays or cancellations. I'm sure there are some. More of just what's... they're preparing before the storm that really a lot of the delays and cancellations you might see aren't because of the storm itself, at least for now. But you'll probably see that change this afternoon and going into tonight. I'm forecasting anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow specifically at DIA. So you know, there's going to be some snow that falls as east, far east as Lyman. You know, they could get 3 to 4 inches in Lyman. There will be some much needed moisture for most locations on the eastern plains, but the heaviest snow with the biggest impacts and the highest impacts as far as power lines and downed trees is concerned, is going to be the Palmer Divide and the foothills.
Yeah, things got the DIA website pulled up right here. Everything looks pretty normal on there as of now. Like you said, Cody, that'll probably change as we head into this afternoon. So if you are flying out, make sure you check on that. You said that this isn't just a weekend event. We've been focusing on this weekend because mm-hmm. it is going to be what sounds like the most severe of this. So walk us through the weekend and the front of next week.
Okay. So, you know, as far as the timeline is concerned, the worst of this is going to be starting around noon and going through about 6 a.m. Saturday. So after 6 a.m. Saturday, the widespread snow will slowly start to wane and transition into scattered showers. Those showers will continue into Sunday with some embedded thunderstorms as we heat up the atmosphere a little bit. We'll probably be back in the 60s in all likelihood by Sunday. But the caveat is the precipitation is going to still be falling. And I know there's a lot of outdoor plans. There's a lot of graduations
yeah,
that are still going
it really
on.
Is.
Yeah, so you really need to plan for the worst and hope for the best and just hope that these schools have contingency plans in place just in case. But, you know, the showers and isolated thunderstorms are going to continue into the first part of next week, and then by about Wednesday we should see this troughiness, if you will, this active weather pattern clear out at least temporarily.
Too far away from the anniversary of the winter tornado,
right?
You know, which is right here as well. So I mean, this time of the year,
yep.
I mean, we shouldn't be surprised when we have severe, unusual,
yep.
or threatening weather start
yep.
to develop.
Yep. And when you have a really strong thermal gradient with a storm like we have with this one, what most people don't think about is the warm sector. There's a warm side of this storm, too. It's not here in Colorado, but in the warm sector, that's where you get your tornadoes. And some of them are damaging, and you get, you know, what we call gorilla hail, which is bigger than baseballs. You get up to softball and grapefruit size. So
yeah, we had Elvis-sized hail once. It was incredible. Yeah. Yeah, it was falling down, man.
Yeah, it was falling down, man.
Heads up, I'm coming.
Craziest thing I'd ever seen.
It was unbelievable.
So I'm looking now here, too. You're looking north of 30 flights canceled after 5 o'clock today.
Really?
Yep.
So already?
Already. They're already okay. canceling. I mean, I just
so
headed
in.
So make sure if you're flying, you're planning on flying out of DIA today after 5 o'clock, just make sure you check. Because,
yep.
yeah, like I said, north of 30 flights already canceled. Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range Weather. Check out his Facebook page, Denver and Front Range Weather. Where else can people follow along with your updates throughout this?
I'm online, denverandfrontrangeweather.com. I'm also updating on the Twitter sphere. I'm at Cody the Weather Guy on the Twitter sphere. I'm a tweeter now, so I'll be updating on there as well.
All right, check it out. Cody, appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, thanks, buddy.
We'll be back on the other side. More Good Morning NOCO when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.